organization of human resource department, if we want to have the organization chart, can look like human resource manager who is reporting to the VP HR. You can say under them there can be separate divisions. It can be employment division, employee development division, compensation division, labor relations divisions, HR planning division. Now in employment division, you can have those who are experts for recruitment. Some of them may be interviewing to screen out the people. Some of them may be performing, administering the selection test for them. Then for placements, orientations, reassignment if required based on their competencies. And if they are not good enough for the hospital, there can be terminations, or either because of that or because of the disciplinary action to be taken for certain kinds of omissions and commissions of the acts done by the employee, there can be terminations. And these are the people who can keep all the records with them. Then there is an employee development division in which they can develop based on the training assessment need of the hospital employees, based on their performance appraisals, based on the group or the newer technologies that have been developed, and we are going to use those or implement those technologies in the hospital. Maybe you may have to train the group of people for that. So based on training assessment need for individual, group, as well as for the whole organization, they can develop training program. They can develop certain operators to implement those training programs. There can be certain supervisors, apprentices, training instructions. They can develop certain facilities and materials for training programs, and assessment center can be there in which they can assess the potential employees for even the promotions, or they can be given specialized training and development programs for them. Then there is a compensation division where they can do the job analysis. They can evaluate the jobs through various methods. It can be job classification, the point method, the factor comparison method, etc. They can develop the work standards, under what conditions the work has to be done and what is the achievement, within how many hours that work has to be finished. Or they can divide the work into small elements and find out the exact time based on time and work study, and then tell you that these are the standards that they have developed. So accordingly, the employees are supposed to get you the results within that specified time and by that specific method. They also do wage surveys within and the outside the organization, other organizations, and they can classify the employees based on the type of jobs, based on the responsibility, accountability they are having, and based on that, compensation and benefits may be given to them. Then there is a labor relations division where they know the nitty-gritty of collective bargaining. They work in industrial relations. They are having legal background. Usually they have done LLB or LLM, and they can handle the grievances. They can implement suggestion schemes and plans and get the best ideas from people. People become creative by that. They get the mental satisfaction of contributing to the organization of their creative ideas, and in fact, whenever they are feasible, they should actually be implemented as far as possible, so that people will be more and more coming forward with new ideas. In fact, in the first lecture I had told you that there are many organizations who are following these suggestion schemes, and they have benefited by lakhs of rupees per year by such creative suggestions given by the employees. And even the labor relations division can work in the bargaining association when the collective bargaining is done every 3 years between the union and the management. HR planning division is going to forecast manpower planning, how many new competencies are required to be developed, what are the new skilled employees which are required to be taken in future, maybe 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, like short term, mid term and long term plans they can have. So they can forecast demand and supply, and then work towards achieving the best competent people for their organization or for their hospital based on the strategic plans of their hospital. Whether it wants to expand, whether it wants to acquire some more hospitals, smaller hospitals and all. So based on that, they can work out. Then they can do personnel inventories based on the qualities of the people, competencies of the people, the numbers of the people and required people. Then planning models, they can plan the model based on various mathematical calculations if required, the regression equation and various other methods, say trend analysis and other methods they can use. Then they can plan for the various human resources required, they can plan for information to be given, and they can develop even the career paths by career planning of all the employees of the hospital. Safety division will look after the safety campaigns, whereby they can display various posters regarding safety. They can take the help of National Safety Council. They can commemorate the safety week, which is between 4th March and 11th March every year. They can use certain engineering methods to prevent the safety hazards. They can inspect regularly by internal auditors, and even they can call the external safety auditors for that. They educate the people by safety awareness programs. They even give the insight into accidents by accident analysis and then how to prevent them. Even the near miss accidents and all, they can find out by collecting the data and then working towards preventing accidents. They can investigate, they can proper record them, they can find out the severity and frequency rate of the accidents, and they can give awards to the right department who has got zero accidents for full year and so on and so forth. Then there is a medical division which will look after the pre-employment and periodic medical examination of the employees. They will look after the first aid boxes at each and every floor based on the number of employees there. So for at least 150 employees, there should be one first aid box. They will look after the medical facilities for the employees. They can develop preventive health programs. They can develop screening programs for their employees in a hospital so that early diagnosis and then prompt treatment can be given and the morbidity and mortality can be prevented among the employees, and the non-communicable diseases can be prevented as far as possible, and healthy lifestyle can be adopted. They will also help in giving the curative services and rehabilitative services to the employees who are suffering from certain sicknesses or disabilities. Then there is a personnel research division in which they have proper thorough records of each and every employee. They have got detailed reports of every aspect of the employee regarding the entry, regarding hobbies, regarding the appraisals, regarding the any grievances, etc. They can analyze this data statistically and develop certain reports which will help in improving the services for the employees of the hospital. They can develop proper manual which can give the HR policies and other required communication and improvement upon that based on the other hospitals who are much better than them at times, or globally well-known hospitals, their systems and procedures. They can develop policies, personal audits they can do, and they can even have opinion surveys organized which will help in further research. Employee benefit division will help to develop proper guidelines for pensions, for profit sharing if it's a corporate hospital, for regular savings, insurance. Insurance can be for accident, can be for sickness, can be for indemnity insurance for the doctors and paramedical staff there. They can have proper cafeteria with good nutritious food at a reasonable cost, or if possible free of cost. for their employees. There can be periodicals and publications which will give tips for healthy life, tips for safety, tips for financial savings for their future, and various other aspects of the hospital, the achievements of the hospital, achievement of the individual doctors and paramedical staff, the newer things that have come up in the hospital, the globally comparison they can have in that. They can have certain areas for recreation like table tennis and carom and yoga center. They can have counseling cells where MSWs with clinical psychology as their masters in arts they can have, or they can have separate parking, and there are certain miscellaneous aspects which can help as employee benefits division, in which it can be a library, it can be a literacy division for the class 4 employees who are not studied, it can be a cultural aspect. So various kinds of employee benefit division is going to help the employees in making them align with the hospital objectives, and it can be a vibrant place for the employees to work so that they are highly motivated to work for the hospital. Then there is an equal opportunity employer where affirmative actions, affirmative for all the meritorious people with equal merit, should be given equal pay and compensation. There can be action planning to see to it that the people become more aware and more trained, proper records maintenance. There should not be any discrimination for due to age, sex, race, etc. And all the complaints that are there has to be solved amicably to the satisfaction of the person, and proper counseling and liaisoning work should be done whenever it is needed. Now, there are certain accrediting authorities who accredit the services of the hospital. In India, there is a National Accreditation Board of Hospitals. For laboratories, there is a National Accreditation Board for Laboratories. In America, there is a Joint Commission on Accreditation of Healthcare Organizations, which is much more comprehensive. JCAHO is a quality accreditation organization whose members subscribe to a standard-based review process to ensure that the consumers of healthcare are receiving consistent levels of safe quality care. There are high standards of quality which has to be followed in the hospital performance areas. There are certain things which are patient focused and certain things which are organization focused. All the patients have got rights, and the organization ethics organization, that's the hospital employees, have to work very ethically, where the things are right, where they are justifiable, where they are absolutely morally right, and they do the assessment of patients without any bias. They take thorough due care of the patients. They give education to the patients regarding the illness, regarding the various forms of treatment available, and the decision is given to the patient whether to adopt that or not. They take the written consent of the patient whenever they are going to be choosing any treatment, whenever they are going to be operated, etc. And there is a continuum of care right from outpatient to the inpatient to the home care. Then as far as the organizational performance areas are concerned, one has to see to it that the organizational performance goes on improving year on year. So it's a, like ISO, where the continual improvement is there. Then there's a strong positive leadership where they inspire all the employees of the hospital to take due care of all the patients with compassion and commitment. Management of environment of care, they do have planting of trees. As far as whatever chemicals are released from the hospital due to laboratory there, they have to be, all the blood body fluids etc. that are there, that are discarded, has to be done in a proper way, proper biomedical hazard waste rule has to be followed, and whatever chemicals are there for the laundry also or from the kitchen, the waste that is there has to be utilized properly without creating any harm to the environment, and they have to manage their human resources well so that they can provide quality service to the patients to their utmost satisfaction. The information that is developed in the hospital has to be managed thoroughly well by developing a proper HRIS, that is Human Resource Information System. Surveillance, prevention and infection control is extremely important for a hospital, because one has to do surveillance to see if any new cases are developed, any hospital acquired infections are there, if there is any increase, and one has to prevent that as far as possible, and there should not be any infection occurring in a hospital due to the negligence on the part of medical or paramedical staff. A thorough housekeeping cell should be there, who should be taking care of proper antisepsis, and proper infection control committee should look into that. There are no new cases of that which are developed. JCAHO, the standards that impact human resource department will be HR department in healthcare organization that are surveyed by JCAHO are responsible for the HR standards. However, there are standards in other functional areas that have a significant HR focus, and these include leadership, environment of care and information management. These are the three areas where HR is involved mainly. We should have the positive leadership who inspires the employees to take care of all the patients with the utmost care and compassion and commitment. You should have to take care of the environment by proper biomedical waste hazard, following all the biomedical waste hazard rules and regulations, and disposal of these effluents in a proper way without harming the environment. And you should have the proper information management where proper secrecy of the employees as well as the patients is kept. JCHO standard, the responsibility will be for HR, leadership, information management, environmental control, education, training needs, staffing plans and levels. So this is how the quality care expert will tell you what are the lacunas, and then you can do the gradual improvement by correction and improving year on year. So let us understand what are the various aspects under these HR activities which can enhance the services of hospital. One has to think about global, environmental, cultural, geographic, political, social, legal and environmental and technological. So external environment has to be taken into consideration while following the HR policies in the organization. The mission statement, the culture of the organization, so the values that are there from the beginning of the hospital entrepreneurs who have started the hospital with the noble cause has to be inculcated in each and every employee, and all the operations has to be done in such a way that these values are not compromised or jeopardized. So one has to undergo various HR activities in view of those mission and vision statements. So HR planning, HR information and assessment system, equal employment opportunity in the form of competence, diversity, affirmative action, staffing where job analysis, recruitment, selection is done, HR development by orientation, training, employment development, career planning, performance management, compensation and benefit in the form of wage and salary administration, incentives and benefits given to the right meritorious people based on the achievements they are making at the individual level and at the group level. Health, safety and security of all the employees and the patients has to be taken care of, where health and wellness, safety and security is taken care of by HR people. Employee and labor management relations, like right kind of modern HR policies which guides the managers and employees, to whenever there is a problematic situation that comes in front of them, and standardization of everything that is being done, employee rights and privacy, union management and industrial relations management, all these aspects one has to see in HR activities with internal and external environmental factors taken into consideration. So this is how we have seen how the HR management can be organized in a hospital and how best one can achieve with the accreditation authorities like JCAHO etc., which gives us more than 230 specifications to be followed and achieved, whereby one can improve upon the services day to day, month to month, year to year, and one can have global standards, and which will lead to employee satisfaction as well as the thorough satisfaction and delight of the patients, who are the main people for whom the hospital has been established. Thank you.